Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
How about an episode of Perfect Pop? Hi friends, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster here once again on behalf of Jim Linehan. I want to welcome everybody to our listening place. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening. And anything you can do to support us, of course, means a lot. And one thing you can do is to call in your new music picks for the month of March. That's right. We're going to get it rolling next week. May not quite be on Monday, as we've got some stuff with our 70s bracket countdown challenge madness. That's going to be down to the final four. That's right. We're going to have an episode tomorrow previewing the final four albums that have made it. And it's going to be quite a spectacular weekend, just like it will be in the big basketball tournaments. Got some big showdowns on both the men's and women's NCAA tournaments that are going to be taking place, as well as our 70s bracket madness voting. So you got to go to Facebook over there. Go to facebook.com/suburbspod and cast your vote. And while you're doing that, why not work up a call for new music? Get it in this weekend. Try to get it in Sunday if you can. That's April 7th, and we'll get everything going. But if you don't quite make it, get it in there as soon as you can, and we will get the picks compiled. Now, today, I figured, since we turned back the clocks a little bit the past 2 days with some book nooks, we haven't done those in a while. Here's something we haven't done in a while. I think it's time to crack this out, folks. How about an episode of Perfect Pop? That's right. It's time for a little Perfect Pop here on the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. And I've got a song for you folks that came out in the year 2003. This song has a lot of stuff I love. All right? It is a indie rock tune with scrabbling guitars with a lot of emotion in it. You can hear the singers and songwriters and guitarists getting really worked up on stage. Love that. It's got some great hooks. It's got some loud quiet. Love me a little loud quiet as well. And it's got some lyrics that are very interesting to modern life, in my opinion. Listen to a little bit of it. It's a song called OK Apartment. It's by a band called The Oranges Band from Baltimore, Maryland. The song was released, as I said, in 2003 on their album All Around. Let's have a little sample and see what you think. You gotta love it too when there's a guitar solo that's not really a solo. Let's just all pause a little bit and have the guitarist just attack the strings for a little while. I love that too. And the percolation, the motion of the band, they're all rushing together in the same direction with a lot of furious energy. But are they all tight? Are they all note perfect and right there together? Just so well scripted and perfect? No, but that's okay. We like that. There's ragged energy there's belief that you can see the guys actually up there doing it. And maybe it's a, you know, second take or a first take. You know, they don't have a lot of time in the studio, but they got to get this done, and they're going to put it out there with all their possible energy. And it's got that lovely DIY, homemade, we're in the basement of the OK apartment feeling. That's so great. But also, I do dig the lyrics. The lyrics are buried in there. You got to work a little bit to get them out. But it's lovely, interesting observation about living in an apartment, a big, big apartment with tons of other people that live there, but you hardly ever see those other people. You're all sequestered in these little boxes, and you're often staring into that screen, whether it's a television screen or a computer screen, and that's where you get your emotion and your love from sometimes, even though you're surrounded by all this other humanity. So I think that's really interesting, too. So you got the great music, you got the propulsion, you got the cool lyrics, that are down there, but a little bit good to go. And that, to me, equals perfect pop, folks. Perfect pop song right here, OK Apartment, nominating it into the perfect pop pantheon. Let me tell you a little bit more about the Oranges Band. Now, this album came out in the year 2003. As I said, they're from Baltimore. They used to play down in D.C. a little bit, and I was lucky enough to see them a few times while they played. And also, this was their first album. They did put out a couple of EPs in 2000, I believe. They started issuing material. They put out three EPs, actually, in 2000, 2001 and 2002. Then this was their full-length debut on Lookout Records. The record is called All Around. They had another record in 2005 called The World and Everything in It. And then seems the last we've heard from them was the record, The Oranges Band Are Invisible. In the year 2009, so it's been about 15 years ago now. The band was led by Roman Kubler. I believe he actually played live with Spoon for a little while. Who else played on this record? You had Tim Johnson on bass, Dave Voiles on drums. I love the way those drums kick in, kind of unhinged with the hi-hat seeming like it's wide open, which is cool. Guitar and backing vocals, Virat Shukla, and then we had Dan Black on guitar, percussion, and keyboards, and Roman Kubler on vocals and guitar. So that is the Oranges Band. OK Apartment, the latest entry into our perfect pop pantheon, the perfect pop place here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Remember, you can always go out there and nominate a perfect pop song. That's something you can do as well. And I'm looking here on Discogs. Looks like the CD version of All Around by OK Apartment is still available for a very good price if you want to check it out on Discogs or another outlet. Believe it's up there for streaming as well, too. So hope you like that. Look forward to our final four 70s album preview coming up tomorrow. And we'll take you out with just a little bit more of OK Apartment from the Oranges Band, joining the group in the perfect pop. We're rocking the suburbs place. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. DIY, homemade, we're in the basement of the OK Apartment feeling.